This is Dave Bertrand.
Yes.
I would urge that those voting to table reconsider in light of the inevitable difficulties this will raise, both in terms of delay in dealing with the very obviously volatile issues in New York, and the cost that an appeal, if taken to the court, would cause. I think we should get going. I just would beg.
Is there some motion that somebody is making? If not, I'd like you to move on with the meeting, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry. Yes, I would like to. I was actually just going to say the same thing before David jumped in. According to the guidelines laid out in the settlement agreement, this motion, which carried but does not have either a two-thirds vote or a, quote, balanced majority, would have to go to the lawyer, to the judge, unless somebody who voted yes would be willing to, at this point, change their vote to vote no so that we could go proceed with this business item. So I'm just want to give people, these six people who voted yes, any of you, an opportunity to change your vote so we could proceed with the work in an orderly way.
This is Bert Lee. I absolutely would not change my vote.
Okay.
This is Janice K. Bryant, and I'm not sure about why Mr. Lee won't change his vote. But
that's not your business. I won't change my vote.
Can I finish my sentence, please? The other five persons who have voted yes, could I at least speak to you about what's going on here in New York? This is a matter that really needs to be resolved as soon as possible. The bloodletting is continuing here. The activist community here is really quite upset and really at a loss about how to proceed without the station being able to function. Things are very, very bad here. And
Madam Chair, what is this speaking to now? What are we?
I'm asking the five other people who voted yes.
Well, then just ask them yes, and you know.
You can't tell me what to say, Mr.
Well, I don't need to tell you what to say.
No, would you please let me finish?
Yes.
Well, you don't let other people interrupt you.
Let's try to avoid the interruptions.
Be nice to be civil.
Well, other people interrupt all the time.
Excuse me.
I'm trying to be civil.
Bert, what? Shut up a little bit.
Okay, I'm sorry, Janice.
Okay, I'm just asking for the other five people to at least consider saying yes, because it really is, this board has been given as part of the settlement agreement to take this. It's part of our charge, and we really are having a very, very bad time here. Mr. Gregory, you've been here to New York, and you know what this station means to people. And within the last week, some people who are professionals, who are really quite good programmers, who are people who are devoted to the community here, they've been banned and fired within the last week. We really do need help here. So please, the other five of you, please consider changing your vote, because we do need your help here.
Janice Marionberry, yeah. I'm not going to change my vote, but let me just say that WBAI needs immediate attention. The only thing I'm asking, that we do this on the 11th or the 12th that weekend, in person.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Marion, had you finished? No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me.
You know, that we be able to do this in person. And two more weeks, the station is not going to, you know, nothing going to happen that much radically different than now.
Well,
and so I'm not going to change my mind at all. I want to discuss this fully in person so we can ask the kind of question we need to ask and then get the committee established and go to work.
Let me just intervene for one second here. My understanding of what this agenda item was to set up a committee, that we were not on this call going to finalize all the issues or settle all the problems or, you know, make whatever changes, but rather to set up a committee to begin to do that work. So I just wanted to be clear that everybody understood that.
Everybody understand that. My problem is that I need to have a chance to get to know some of the people on the board so we can feel comfortable that we're moving, and that's what I need.
I'm sorry, I need to intervene again, that I just actually want to correct something here. The vote that we just took was to table this item.
Right.
That's the vote that actually needed either two-thirds or a balanced majority. So that did not happen.
But really, we out of order to discuss it now.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Leslie. Carol, what didn't happen? The motion was not tabled.
The motion was not tabled. You didn't even get a simple majority table.
But Leslie, is the motion a table bound by the balanced majority, or the resolution itself bound by
the resolution?
My understanding is that all votes of this board are bound by a balanced majority or two-thirds majority.
Well, that's why we need a parliamentary.
That's not correct, I don't think. It is.
So the tabling, you say it is.
Excuse me.
Look, wait a minute. Now, listen. Now, I think I've attempted to try to be civil here. I've attempted to try to work in a cooperative way. But don't tell me I know as much about parliamentary as you do. And what you're saying is not totally accurate. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, but I did make a mistake.
The motion failed.
The motion to table got six votes. The motion to table did not get a simple majority, let alone a balanced or a two-thirds majority. The motion to table failed. So it is not tabled. So we will now proceed with the discussion to set up this committee to move ahead on WBAI work. Thank you.
Thanks for your clarification.
Yes, I'm sorry for that confusion.
That's why we need a parliamentarian.
Exactly, and we agreed that at the next meeting we will have one.
We need one now.
In the meantime, I believe my ruling is correct, that the motion to table failed, so we are moving ahead on the discussion.
That's correct, Bert.
We're moving ahead on the discussion to set up the committee to address WBAI. Does somebody have a resolution that they want to offer to open
the committee? This is bound by the balanced majority vote.
Yes.
Okay,
then this would be, yes.
Right.
Okay, so does anybody want to offer a resolution to open this up on the BAI situation?
I do.
Okay.
This is Carol Spooner.
Thank you.
Give me just one moment. I'm shuffling papers. I apologize for the delay.
Time is up.
Yeah. Right. The minutes are ticking, and I'm just going bananas because I can't. Just a second. I'm sorry.
This is Dick Gregory. I'll take your time. You've already blew my thing. I was on my way to buy a radio station.
You were. Okay. Just a second here. Yeah, I've got it.
Dick, you in D.C.?
I'm in D.C., yes.
Okay.
All right. This is a proposed resolution to establish a committee to address issues at WBAI. In Section 3 of the settlement agreement, which established this interim Pacifica National Board, there is a list of hot issues identified for action by this body. Item 8 of the settlement agreement calls for us to establish a committee to address the WBAI issues. Therefore, be it resolved that the interim Pacifica National Board establish a committee to address the issues at WBAI. More specifically, this committee shall investigate and take corrective action on the range of items that define the present crisis at the station. All such actions must be consistent with Pacifica Foundation policies as well as the law, and the committee shall seek legal advice as necessary. The committee shall be composed of 4 members of the interim Pacifica National Board, including the three from the New York listening area, as well as 1 other interim board member, and up to 5 members of the WBAI Local Advisory Board to be chosen by that local board. This committee shall have the authority to invite others to work with it. The committee shall convene and commence its work immediately. During the tenure of this committee, WBAI and Pacifica Management will observe a moratorium on hiring, firing, or suspending at all levels at WBAI, as well as on the entering into any contracts affecting WBAI, and will promptly provide requested information that is germane to the work of the committee. All actions of this committee shall be reported to the full Interim Pacifica National Board.
Okay, so that's a motion, Carol?
Yes.
Who made the motion?
Carol Spooner made the motion. Is there a second to this motion?
Oh, this is Pete Bramson. I'd like to second.
Okay.
I can speak in opposition to it.
Yes. Okay, Marion?
As I was told, we were trying to get done here was the committee was to do fact finding, investigation, make recommend, have meetings with various parties up there, with the lab people, with the listener sponsorship, and do a lot of other things, and bring back a recommendation as to what we do about the BAI to the full board. This resolution goes way beyond that. It puts a moratorium on any action by station managers, which is an action in itself. It's really saying that you're guilty of something that you may or may not be guilty of arbitrarily firing people. Or it may be programmatically. You may need to hire somebody. I think there's a program director absent vacancy in New York. And so this resolution goes too far. We ought to establish the committee. And then it seems to me that it's just not a good idea to have three of the four members of the interim board from New York area, and then nine others from five from the listening area, I think, and four others. But anyway, it doesn't give you an opportunity to bring out of this situation some recommendations that are not overtly biased because the people up there are involved with this. So I'm opposed to this resolution.
Other comments?
This is Joanne Leslie. I would like to say something in response to Carol Spooner's proposal. I'm concerned when you start talking about hiring and firing, particularly if you have a case or a situation where someone is in violation of FEC rules. And what we do then is we begin to tie the hands of that manager. I think we need to be really concerned when you say no hiring and firing, particularly when you talk about what's going on in the air. Am I saying that is what is occurring? No. I'm saying we need to be cautious when we put such a blanket over a situation like that. And number two, I have to say we need to have some clarity because now you're getting into the operational issues day to day. And the question that I have is whether or not you're talking about programmers on the air that this proposal is about, or you're talking about programmers and positions that they need to fill, i.e. development, i.e. Program directors. This station financially must stay on target. And if you don't have somebody that's there to do that, you're going to have a larger situation or a bigger problem than we have right now financially for Pacifica, being that WBAI should be your number one fundraising station.
And that's exactly why, this is Janice Bryant, Joanne, that's exactly why we need the committee. My understanding is in mid-January, that's when we begin our winter fundraising around the country. And this is why, one reason that I was really concerned about us being together and doing this, getting this thing moving now, because we really need people in place who are going to raise money at that station. We don't even know what our shortfall is with the board, with the foundation itself.
That is in October drive, the station raised more money than in its history.
And that is not correct. We raised $1 million at least twice before that. And
right.
I'm not, just a minute, please, sir. And I'm not at all convinced that those numbers are correct that we have heard that they raised in October.
I'm not correct. What you're saying is true. So what do we do? How do we get around this stalemate?
Okay, who is that?
Bertram Lee.
Okay, please let me finish. The people who have, over the years, consistently...
Well, wait a minute. One thing I don't understand about this...
Excuse me.
...chair, when other people interrupt, no one... when I interrupt, all of a sudden that creates some sort of parliamentary problem? What is going on here?
Well, I have to say that, Mr. Lee, you're interrupting more than anyone else is. So
because some of you are making some asinine questions.
I'm sorry. Excuse me, Bert. Can we just let everybody have their time, make their comments, and then everybody else will have their chance to make their comments? Let's try.
That's going to be the way it's going to happen, yes, but that's not what's been happening.
Well, Bert, please. Janice, I believe, was... I don't believe Janice is finished. So let Janice finish, then we'll call on whoever else needs to be heard.
I think that was Mr. Berry who said that the station had raised more money than it had in its history, and I was saying that I didn't believe that was correct. But once again, we haven't seen any books, so we don't really know. But I was just saying that in the past, the history of the station is that the people who are there now are not the ones who are raising the most money. and who have the capability of doing the best programming. And once again, the bloodletting is continuing here. People are still being fired and banned. So I'm just asking that.
You should not use the word bloodletting. Nobody's being bloodletted.
Yes, it is.
They're not either. I know the circumstances up there. So stop.
Who is that?
Marion Barry.
Okay, and
bloodletting. Let's say people are being fired. You think it's unfair. Don't say it's being bloodletted. Nobody's bleeding up there.
Can I say something? This is Joanne.
Yes, please, Joanne.
I'm going to speak as first directly to you, Janice, as National Development Director, because I do see the reports from the stations for the fund drive and also for the off-air campaign. And also I know that Carol Spooner had a question regarding WBAI's October drive. And their report, their drive report from that October drive was the highest amount ever raised for an October drive. You are correct. They've often raised $1 million in January, but never in October. They raised $1,700,000 in that October drive. Mm-hmm. Now, I can look at those numbers and tell you if they're fake or if they're not fake as the money begins to come in and fulfillment is there. Based on the last report I got in December, it shows that they had $1,007,000 pledged, and they're at 61% fulfillment. So that shows that that's realistic. If they stay at 61% fulfillment, then you begin to question whether or not those pledges are valid. So that is something that is actual, according to the records I have. That's number one. Number two, I am aware.
For a second, and say that 60% of those pledges were credit cards, so they have to be good.
Well, 50% of them were. So okay. What's going to happen now? Because when they entered their drive, this would have closed out. This would have closed out in November. They entered their drive November 6th. So this report would have closed out through the end of November. So as you get a report in January, you'll see more money come in. If you don't, then you really begin to raise a red flag. That's number one. Number two, I have spoken directly with Bob Daughtry, Janice, so I'm aware that I am not aware of anyone being fired. I am aware of two individuals that have been suspended. And yes, I've spoken directly with him regarding that and also to make sure that they're not just permanently suspended, but also what's the grounds for this. And it's not something that goes on indefinitely. You have to have some resolution to it. And if they, why or have they been suspended? So I understand your concerns, but at the same time, managers across the board, if someone has done something not in accordance with what they should be doing on the air, they have to be responsible for that. But if it's something that's so lame that there's no reason to do it, yes, you need to have a committee that investigate these actions that have occurred over a period of time. I'm just saying it shouldn't be as comprehensive as Carol's proposal might be.
Can I just jump in for a second? This is Leslie. I want to suggest some language that maybe helps us with this, and that is in the when you talk about observing a moratorium on hiring and firing, and I think you said suspensions also, that what we could add in there is observe a moratorium on all those things without the express approval of this committee. In other words, that it would not be a complete 100% moratorium, but that should there be a necessity to hire somebody, that the committee would be engaged in that
decision. You can't let the committee do that kind of work. That's too broad, much, much power.
Okay, this is Carol. I'm just recommending this to Carol as the maker of the motion.
This is Carol Spooner, and I would accept a friendly amendment that said that no one could be hired or fired without the express approval of this committee. I think that would cover the concerns about abuse of the air, for instance, or FCC regulations if someone needed to come off the air for reasons, or if somebody needed to be hired in order to deal with fundraising issues. I think that's a very good amendment. I also want to speak a little bit more in favor of the amendment, or rather of the motion, the whole motion as amended. We have been mandated by court settlement to establish this committee because the issue was identified as something very critical.
No, we've not been established. That's not an settlement. It says that we should deal with these hot issues. It didn't say you have to.
No, the actual wording of the settlement says establish a committee to address these issues. So,
yes, so
can Carol
we have all agreed
all right.
and are under a binding court settlement to establish this committee because there was a consensus among all parties that it was crucial and needed to be addressed as quickly as possible. I would like the committee up and running so that they can report back to us at our January 12th meeting in New York. I'd like the initial fact-finding to be underway, meetings and interviews to have commenced, and that way when we meet in January, on January 12th, the board will have a lot more information than we would otherwise have. So I think it's very important that we swiftly get on the ground and start dealing with this. I think probably all of you, just like I did, got 300 emails last night about this. And I just think it's a vital concern to everyone in this network that the problems at WBAI be resolved as quickly as possible.
This is Pete. My feeling is that we must act. We have in effect taken several issues in the network that have occurred over a long period of time, and through inaction, through whatever it is, we now are at the juncture where we can move forward to resolve, to take a look at many of the issues that face this board, the network, and our various listenerships and communities. I support the proposal. I think we need to move swiftly, and I think we need to put a team on the ground now to take a look at what has gone on in this network. And an example of what has gone on, which needs to be very, very thorough and researched, is BAI. I suggest that we do the work, we get our ability to meet in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever it is, and sit down and discuss it, is because of the good work that this committee can do.
This is Dave Furtick. Leslie, may I chime in?
Yes. And then I think I heard Ray also.
Let me just say, I understand that the January fund drive is about to start. I think it would be a really strong statement from this board to demonstrate its commitment to trying to address the dysfunction that has attended BAI for at least the last year. By having this committee in place, I think it would buttress the funding drive, and I think without it, the funding drive might be somewhat negatively affected. And I think we should demonstrate our commitment to dealing with this issue.
Ray.
This is Ralph Lloyd. Hello? Yeah, this is Rayla Forrest. I'm a member of the Local Advisory Board of New York City, and I can tell you that we are living in a situation of crisis. The lab has not been allowed to meet at the station. We've been repeatedly denied access to the station. The present station manager has received many requests from the lab recently. I believe as many as 3 of them, and has absolutely ignored them. On the air, individuals have made a relatively mild statement about the situation in the listening area, and have been removed summarily, whereas the following day other individuals have attacked other people on the air and have been allowed to do so with impunity. It is clearly a situation that cannot continue, that we have to stabilize. We cannot allow people to be abused. People have been threatened physically, and I move very strongly to support this motion and that we move it with diligent speed to set up this committee and correct the situation there.
Leslie, this is Rod Robbins, and I'd like to say something.
Yes, please, Rob.
Yeah, I'm not going to discuss the financial issue because we don't have full financial information, and we haven't had it for years. I don't think it makes sense to argue about the financial situation. But one of the things that is clear is that a number of people have been fired and suspended from WBAI since the 22nd of last year. As a member of the board, I'm not aware that any of those firings and suspensions have been for cause. Some of them may have been, but I'm not aware of them. And the reason that I'm not aware of it is because there has been no accounting to the board of what's taken place. We've asked for this on a number of occasions, and we've had no accounting of the actions at WBAI from any executive director or from any member of the national staff. So if we don't take some action quickly, I'm going to distribute a resolution to the members of the board, which I will bring up at the next meeting on the 11th, that for all of the people that have been fired and have been suspended without cause, that we begin immediately to return them to their previous status. Because that type of action, where terminations are made without cause, where no accountability to the board or to the listeners occurs, is something which I think is intolerable.
Rob, is a pure process, as you know, as part of the labor agreement for each and every employee or each and every programmer who's dismissed or suspended. You know, that's an appeal process.
Right? I understand that, but why all the terminations have been made without cause?
Don't say that you don't know what happened, because there's an appeal process that the AFSTRA union people agreed with the labor contract, and so it's being filed. Nobody accuse anybody of violating their process.
Excuse me, Carol.
I'm not clear that that's the case, Marion.
Okay.
Excuse me, this is Janice Bryant. I was a person who was fired and banned, and there was no consideration whatever given to an appeal process. And
well, it's there, Janice.
I know out of the 36... No, the process may exist, but...
Janice, you didn't take advantage of it.
Yes, I did.
What'd you do?
I filed grievances through my union.
And what happened?
Nothing.
Oh, no,
I'm telling you, the papers are there.
I don't believe a union representative would let nothing happen. I don't believe that.
The representative was the former general manager, and the first thing she did was fire and ban illegally her fellow shop steward.
Well,
that's went on here. Everybody appealed. Nothing happened.
That's an internal problem, isn't it?
Yes, I think Carol was next.
I think there are a lot of problems.
Right. Carol, do you want us to add something here?
Well, actually, Janice covered it. I have been informed that none of the appeals went forward. And then they changed unions in a couple of months ago, and the new union has not taken up any of the grievances that were filed by the old union. So everybody was left in
limbo. Well, why should that be something that the board ought to get involved with?
That's something the board needs to inquire into.
The committee ought to inquire about it,
The committee needs to inquire into, and that's why we need the committee.
But the committee needs to inquire, yes.
Exactly. The committee should inquire.
That is exactly what, as I understand the proposal, the committee would be empowered to do that thorough investigation, as well as to begin to take action to rectify the situation, with understanding that all of the actions of this committee would be reported back to the board. And obviously we would have to have more discussion about the BAI situation at the full meeting.
Leslie, what kind of actions are you talking about the committee would take?
Well, that's not, it's not clear until the investigation is done.
Yeah, no, but you said the committee would be empowered to take actions and then report back to the board.
That's what I heard in terms of the language of
I'm saying, what kind?
I think it would have to look at the people who have been fired and banned from the station over this last year.
They couldn't hold them back to work without bringing this back to the board.
Some of the people on the committee would be board members, would they not?
Yeah, the committee, as I heard the proposal, the committee would be made up of at least four members from the interim board. Four of us would be on that committee, and then up to five members from the lab here in New York would make up that committee. So again, as we did with the other committee, should this pass, we would establish who our people are on that committee, and everybody would have a voice in that.
Leslie, this is James Ferguson. I have a couple of questions, and one is for Carol Spooner. In your motion, you define the authority of the committee, and I don't think I got it all.
All right, let me go back to it and repeat what is said here. The committee shall investigate and take corrective action on the range of items that define the present crisis at the station.
Could you stop right there?
Mm-hmm.
It would investigate and take corrective action. It wouldn't report back to us?
It says all such actions must be consistent with foundation policies as well as the law, and the committee shall seek legal advice as necessary.
Okay, I understand that, but the question is, from the investigation, would you then report back the findings, or the committee, would it report back the findings to the board?
It says, also, all actions of this committee shall be reported to the full interim board.
But is that after the fact? Is that after the board, or the committee has...
Yes, I believe the intention of this resolution would be to set up a committee with delegated authority from the board.
Okay, see, it's my understanding that the intent of the, it was an agreement, was for there to be some type of hearing process.
Some kind of what?
Hearing process, where we would actually hear all the...
You mean a fact-finding process.
Fact-finding, so we would get some feel as to what is actually going on, because at this point, I'm sure maybe other members are the same, board members are the same, I don't have all the information.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to Ms. Bryant say that she is one of the band, but I don't understand what that means. And I don't understand the complete cycle that has occurred there in context. Marion brought up some issues as it relates to labor issues.
And I have great concerns about being involved in labor issues that can be handled at the either the executive director or the local general manager level.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not functioning, then we need to address that. But I'm seeing this as being a scenario of creating a vehicle that the interim board itself does not have power to do. For example, work of the interim board, it says the interim board shall exercise its power with the following caveats. Use restraint. Excuse me.
Someone's building something back there.
Making margaritas.
Okay. It's a bone collector.
Okay. Well, that's what happened when you have domestics on the board. They have to do the housekeeping.
Okay. That was Dick Gregory making some juice.
All right, but it says use restraint in terminating other employees. Well, what you're saying basically is that this committee would have more power than the interim board itself.
If I could respond to those concerns, I think those are real concerns that you're raising. I don't see this board having, or this committee engaged in firing. Engaged in...
Or hiring back?
It is, as I understand it, its purpose is to investigate and fact-find and report back to the board and to take corrective action as necessary and to do so in consultation with attorneys as needed as to labor situations and so forth. I think that if this committee was mandated by our settlement agreement because of a recognition that this situation has gone on at WBAI for a year without corrective action by the executive director, the former executive director, and the station manager, and that it was serious enough to require board intervention. And I think we need to move on with it, get it going, because I don't think there's any doubt in very many people's minds that the situation is dire and that waiting a year to fix it has been too long.
Well, I concur with that, but I think my concern is that the committee is making the corrective action as opposed to letting the board letting the committee recommend to the board what the corrective action should be.
President, would you be open to a motion to strike corrective action from the resolution?
Yeah, I would.
Well, can I make it or you want to make it?
You go ahead and make it.
I move, Marion Barry, I move that we strike. The disadvantage of this damn conference call is that you don't have anything before you that's written that you can look at, so I'm going to do the best I can.
The disadvantage of this conference call is that we're not face-to-face where we could deal with some of these things.
All right, I'm not... Dick can see into the future. He can see if this was a...
Oh, don't know. Who is that telling me, all right, Bird? I can say what I want to say like anybody. Everybody else interrupts, and nobody says a damn thing, and every time I interrupt, somebody has something to say about it.
I have a motion on the floor that in the resolution that's before the body, we strike and take corrective action from it.
You're making that as an amendment to the motion, right?
That would be a friendly amendment. And it's, what it would do would
I
be...
I like for it to be friendly, yeah.
Yeah.
Marion, well, this is Robbins. What about saying and recommend corrective action?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the language, Robbins.
All right. So the wording has changed to say...
And recommend to the interim board corrective action.
More specifically, this committee shall investigate and recommend corrective action to the interim board on the range of items that define the present crisis.
Yeah, now that sounds great.
Get us over the hump?
Okay.
Does that get us there?
This is Teresa. I hate to just take all of the teeth out of the committee. Does that mean that every time the committee wants to do something that they have to come to the interim board? That means that we might not actually, that committee might not actually be taking any action, but every month or two when the interim board makes a decision on what they want.
This is Dave Furtick. Recognize in 13 days we'll be sitting together face to face. I think that between now and then we can see how this works and then make any adjustments as appear to be warranted at that time.
Motion's going to be going on for months without us looking at it.
If I could just call myself for a minute, this is Leslie. Obviously, I also have a perspective on this, being a New Yorker and, you know, listening to the station and watching the station and what's happened over the last year. 2 weeks actually can make quite a big difference and has made it. Any two-week period over the last year, dramatic changes have gone on, have unfolded at the station. If we just look at what happened in this last week, to one person who had been on air for 40 years at WBAI, a nationally known, you know, broadcaster, Bob Fast, was removed, was suspended, with no clear reason given. So changes like this.
Leslie, the committee should have that kind of authority to put somebody back to work without the interim board's agreement.
Well, excuse me, what I'm suggesting, though, that this is a problem, that I believe that a board does have the authority, does have the right to authorize a subset of itself, that is a committee of itself, to take action. This is in a general concern that I have, that any board, that I've ever sat on, certainly, has been able to authorize a committee to take action, to have authority, to have a certain control over whatever the issue is that it's mandated to look at. And I think that this is a consistent, this suggestion here and this recommendation here is consistent with that kind of board practice. And I see no problem with that. I do believe that the issues at BAI will come up. It will certainly be on the agenda in 2 weeks when we meet again, and we can review the report and the actions that this committee might have taken in 2 weeks. But I don't want to get in a situation.
So you're speaking against my motion to make recommendations.
Yes, right. I would like to suggest that it stay as it was originally offered, that the committee have the authority to take corrective action, understanding that its actions have to be consistent with the foundation policies and consistent with legal matters, with the law, and that all matters done, all work of this committee would be reported back to the interim board.
And Leslie,
my concern here is that we're taking too much away from the manager of the station, that we haven't once mentioned his name or their name. It is a his and a he now. But I think that this is something that I think it would preclude the manager from doing his job as manager of the station. And I think it just goes too far. Gives too much authority to a group of people, for someone who is there and who knows and understands and who has made some decisions. Presumably, I assume he's made them based on having gathering facts of one kind or another. And what is being said here, or what I'm hearing, is that people are saying that arbitrarily things are being done. And I don't believe that to be true. I know the manager of that station, and I think he is attempting to try to do a good job, and as has been mentioned earlier in this part of the meeting, that he put forth at least, what some are claiming is on paper. But as the largest October fund drive that the station had ever held.
Leslie, could I say
this is Rayla Forrest?
Hello, Leslie?
Yeah, who is that?
This is Jabari.
Okay, that's Jabari and then Ray.
Okay, and I'd like to also, this is James Ferguson.
Hey, man,
okay.
Ray, I want to get in the queue too, man.
Okay, so we have Jabari and Ray.
Okay, I just want to just clarify the general power and authority of the board. As the national board, we have ultimate responsibility and authority and power to oversee every element of the operation of the Pacifica National Foundation. Nobody has more power than us. No station manager, no general or executive director, nobody has more power.
Well, what is your point?
So therefore, however we decide to distribute our authority and the power and responsibility to oversee what we consider to be the primary operation and goals of the network, we should not even question that. It's just a matter of mechanics and goals. So I'm in favor of the resolution. If there are issues, I'm not opposed to the amendment. I believe that the full board should have ultimate authority to oversee all actions. And to me, it's a matter of mechanics. If we all agree
that the purpose is to legitimately deal with the aspects of the BAR situation in a forthright and open manner. If we all agree that that is a goal, then we can just discuss the mechanics. But no one has more power than us to do whatever we want to do. It is our responsibility.
Who has said that they have? What are you talking about?
Sir, would you wait?
It is our responsibility to do that. So I'm not opposed to the amendment. I can understand the amendment. But I think we should just deal with first agreeing that this committee should be in place, must be in place. It's mandated by the settlement. And that we just deal with the mechanics of actually getting it in place.
Okay, Ray, who's next?
Yes. I want to specifically address the remarks by Bert Lee that...
Who's speaking?
This is Rayla Forrest from New York.
Hey, Ray.
Yes. That these actions would be addressed to the authority of the current station manager. And this is the point specifically. We can document quite easily that individuals, as I mentioned earlier, who have brushed on some topics... have been removed summarily without being told why they were being removed, and at other occasions, other individuals with whom apparently the manager agrees have been allowed to attack people in the air, break the so-called gag rule in an outrageous fashion, and are still around to continue to do so. This individual has absolutely refused to cooperate with the lab. When he was appointed, we decided to try a clean slate, and we sent many invitations, tried to different approach of meeting, either formally and informally, at this station in the other place. And we've been completely ignored. And I submit to you that because of this situation, that we are, in our responsibility is to step in and prevent further damage from being done and take a look at the situation. But the key is to not allow any more change to take place that are arbitrary.
True. I agree.
Okay, and I believe that James...
Wait a minute. There's a lineup here now. Who's next, Leslie?
James is next.
Everybody else interrupts when they want to. I can interrupt, too.
I believe James is next, and then Marion, and then Bert.
I need to address the issue of the members of this board, or the committee, that I guess have already been pre-selected.
Frankly, are you out of order now?
No.
We're talking about the amendment now.
Oh, we're talking about the amendment?
Yes.
But the point I'm making is that you've pre-selected already, and I understand what the amendment is, but you've pre-selected already people who may not be objective in terms of being on that committee.
But it's a proposal, not a selection. They're not selected yet.
They're not selected?
The motion includes the... three representatives from New York and one other person.
Well, it's my understanding that they've already been... they're part of the group that's been banned or so-called fired?
No, there's no. Leslie Kagan, who's the chair of the board. Ray LaForest, who is a member of the WBAI Local Advisory Board.
Mm-hmm.
And Janice K. Bryant, who formerly worked at WBAI a year ago and is now a member of the interim board.
Well, she's
she was banned from the station.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. So I'm kind of wondering how we're... And no offense to you, Janice, but the point is that in terms of fairness and objectivity, it would seem to me that that board should be comprised of folks who can be objective about the decisions they're going to be making.
This is Rayla Forrest. Are you saying that somebody who's been in a worker... I know that, James, that you are involved with labor. Are you saying that a worker who's been sanctioned should not take part in his own... in a hearing on his or her behalf because you'll be biased?
Exactly that, if you understand English.
Well, I do understand English.
Okay.
And I'm making the point that the fact for a decision to impact upon you doesn't mean that you have to be biased about it.
Of course you're biased. Nothing wrong with that.
I think that in this case, bias is a major issue that's going to be thrusted at whoever is perceived as being the problem. And I think if the station manager is going to be deemed the problem, then... we do have to have people who are objective about the decisions he's made or she's made while this issue of concern has been raised. So while I understand that you created this body, this entity with these folks, bias has to be a concern.
Okay, I have Marion next on the list.
Hit me again.
Wendell, I wasn't sure if you... indicated you wanted to speak.
No, I did not.
Okay. Okay.
I would urge the members of this interim board to vote for this motion, which Rob made a wonderful suggestion that make recommendations to the full board as to what corrective action should be taken. And I say that because if you leave the word in there, corrective actions, here you have a board composed of four members of the interim board and five members of the lab, which means the majority of the membership of this board is non-interim board members. This board, ostensibly, this committee, could ostensibly obligate this foundation board to thousands of dollars. It could order the hiring of certain people or bring back certain people and obligate this board, say, for thousands of dollars, which means we'll be liable for, and that's, in my view, abrogating our fiduciary responsibility. It's just an example. So I would urge us to do this and move on with the rest of the resolution and see how far it goes. But we don't need to have that broad power. That power is too broad. Any corrective action. Could be anything under the sun.
This is Carol Spooner. I made the main motion.
I thought you were following.
Yes,
you had said after Marion Barry that Bertram Lee was the next one. Is that right,
yes,
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I wanted to separate the main motion from the amendment.
Okay, can we lose that? I have Bert and Janice. Let's hear from both of them and then go back to Carol.
Well, which one do you want to hear from first?
Bert, you're next.
I thought I was until somebody interrupted. I would like to join Mr. Barry in his comments. That's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you. Janice is next.
Mr. Ferguson raised the issue earlier that he isn't familiar with actually what's happened here. And I don't know if it's clear, but a member of this committee would be someone from the so-called old majority. So they would, someone on that quote, unquote, side would be getting familiar with what's happened here. And it wouldn't just be people with, which I assume you think is folks who have an axe to grind. So it would be composed of people from, a person from the other side, too.
Okay. Carol, did you want to jump in?
Yes, I would like to call the question on the amendment to the main motion. Separate the two and see if we want to vote on adding the amendment to the motion.
Can you repeat that, Carol?
Yeah. We have a main motion which says that this committee has the authority to take corrective action. We have a proposed amendment to the motion which would change the wording to say that this committee shall investigate and recommend corrective actions to the full board. So what I would like to do would be to take a vote on whether or not we're going to accept the amendment and see if we accept the amendment. And if we do, then the motion passes that way. If we don't, then we would vote on the motion as originally proposed.
Okay, is that clear to everybody? The first action that we would take is on the proposed amendment to make this recommend corrective actions to the interim board. We will vote that up or down. Then, depending on the outcome, that will either change or not change the original motion, and then we'll take a vote on the motion. Okay? Is that okay?
Yes.
We're voting now. I'm going to do this by roll call vote again on the amendment. The amendment is to change, take corrective action to recommend corrective action to the interim board. Okay, is that clear? Everyone understands what we're voting on. Okay, all those in favor of that amendment, say, I'll call your name and say yes or no. Okay, Teresa Allen.
No.
Marion Barry.
Yes.
Pete Bramson.
No.
Janice K. Bryant.
No.
James Ferguson.
Yes.
David Fertig.
No.
Barney Goodman.
Yes.
Dick Gregory.
Yes.
Wendell Johns.
Yes.
Ray LaForest.
No.
Bert Lee.
Yes.
Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Carol Spooner.
No.
Jabari Zakia.
Yes.
Yes. And myself, Leslie Hagan, no. So let's just add this up. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wait, is that right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no votes. and 8 yes votes, right? Is that right? One,
two, no, I don't think that's right. I think you better call it again. That's right.
No, I think that's right.
8 and 7 is correct.
Okay. So 8 yes, 7 no. That means the amendment does pass. So that means, well, the amendment passes by a simple majority. I'm not sure if that's a balanced majority.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Okay, there's one person from each grouping.
We had Houston voting yes for the amendment.
Yes, yes, it is. Okay, so the amendment does pass. So the motion then is as Harold laid it out before, with this amendment integrated in. So that sentence would read, this committee shall investigate and recommend corrective action to the interim board on the range of issues, et cetera, et cetera. The other amendment, which we made earlier, which seemed to have broad approval, but I just want to make sure that we're clear, is that the that there will be, during the tenure of this committee, that management will observe a moratorium on hiring, firing, and suspending at WBAI, as well as taking on new contracts without the express approval of this committee. In other words, that if there is a need to hire somebody or suspend somebody or whatever at station management or the national management feels there is such a need, that this committee would have to be involved in that decision, would have to give approval.
What was the result of that, Leslie?
I'm sorry, what?
We didn't agree.
We didn't vote on that one. That there seemed to be agreement on that.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, so we can vote on that amendment then also, before we vote on the full body. Okay.
Excuse me, Leslie. Just a point of consideration.
Yes.
We have exceeded our 2 hours. AT&T has the option of cutting this call off if they need to.
Can we call? Can you call the AT&T operator and ask them to extend?
They'll extend as long as they can, and they may not interrupt us. They will come on if they need to. I have no control.
Well, why don't we put some restraints on ourselves and say a half an hour?
Can we
should have met him face to face.
Okay, let's just finish this vote, folks. Let's just finish this vote, and we'll try and extend this as long as we can, the time on the call. Okay, so the motion is in the sentence that calls for management to observe a moratorium on hiring, firing, suspending and new contracts, that we add the language without the express, the moratorium is observed, that there will be a moratorium, and that suspending, hiring, or firing people will not happen without the express approval of the committee. And is that clear? That gives some leeway here.
Can people be suspended?
People could, yes. People could be suspended or could be hired. There just has to be approval.
Suspicion to be approved too?
Yes, yes.
Oh, God, that's awful.
Okay,
all right,
that's the amendments. So let's vote on
this. Well, just tie the face man in his hand and let this, send him out on Times Square somewhere and be naked.
That's the point.
Okay, Leslie, I'm sorry, but
is that an amendment?
I'm sorry, there's some awful noise on the call. I don't know what that is. Okay, Joanne, were you trying to say something?
Leslie, this is Teresa, and I'm the first person to vote on this. Can you please repeat the amendment?
Okay.
Wait a minute. I thought somebody was saying that the operator had said something on the call. Can we get that straight?
No, I don't think there's an update on that. Marion was just warning us that
the operator, and then they were cut off.
Let's move on. They're working on it.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to read
the language since you asked, and it's my motion.
Thank you.
All right. During the tenure of this committee, WBAI and Pacifica Management will observe a moratorium on hiring, firing, and suspension at all levels at WBAI, as well as entering into any contract without the express approval of the committee.
Okay, that is the amendment.
That is the amendment. So it means that they can hire, they can fire, and they can suspend, and they can enter into contracts, but they need to run it past the committee.
I run it past, get the approval.
And get the approval.
That's different.
Yeah, express.
This amendment, though, was offered as a friendly amendment. Carol, did you accept this as a friendly amendment?
Yes, I did.
Okay, then if it was accepted as a friendly amendment, we do not have to vote on it.
I thought, no, he called a question. You can't do that.
No, I'm sorry. The amendment that has been accepted...
You're wrong,
No, you're wrong, Leslie. You cannot... The friendly amendment has to do with the make of the motion, but the body has to vote on the full amendment.
No.
Yes.
The body has to vote on the full motion.
No, full amendment.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Leslie, you're wrong.
No, I'm actually right.
Oh, no, you're not.
But say, then we need a parliamentarian to clear it up.
Leslie,
you're wrong.
Leslie,
am right about this.
Leslie,
the maker
this is
of the motion can
make you're right.
From...
You're wrong.
Leslie, this is an amendment to the main motion.
And the it was
an
offered,
amendment to the main motion was friendly or unfriendly. Has to be voted on by the body.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but my ruling as the chair is that that is not correct. That according to Robert's Rules of Order, when a friendly amendment is put forth, the maker of the motion can accept or reject that as a friendly amendment.
You know better than that.
If the maker of the motion if the maker of the motion accepts it as friendly, the body does not have to vote for it. If the maker of the motion did not accept it as a friendly amendment, then the body would have the opportunity to vote on it.
Where is that?
The maker of the motion did accept it.
Leslie, where is that in Robert's Rules of Order? What section?
Okay, so Leslie, now we're going
I will look it up.
I was just asked. Jack, would you answer Marion's question, please?
Can you wait 1 second?
I am.
You can't wait a second. I asked a question.
I'm looking it up. I have Robert's Rules of Order.
All right, we'll find
right
it.
In front of me.
All right.
Well, we can go forward. That has to be found and read because it's not accurate.
She's trying to find it. What section of Rules of Order and what edition of the Robert's Rules are you reading from?
I'm reading from the modern edition.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. We're looking it up right now.
Marianne, while Leslie's doing it, can you check with AT&T at 0*?
Okay, certainly.
Thank you. Someone is building something. Hold on 1 second. We're looking it up in this book right now. Yeah, 1 second.
We're clear to proceed for
webcasting
unlimited time.
As well, right? Webcasting as well, Marianne?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Leslie's reading. Just a minute. Okay. It says here, if a member, this is under individual motions amend.
What act? What article?
Section 24, or Article 24. Hold on 1 second. In the section... It's Article 3.
Right.
Individual motions. Section 24, I believe it is.
That would be Article 4, the division of a question and consideration by paragraph or seridium.
Article 4?
You probably got different editions of the book.
Article 4,
yeah. By a different publisher.
Right.
Yeah. Are you reading the 9th edition of Robert's Rules?
Yeah, let's see.
It's called the Modern Edition. It's
right.
An updated version designed for today's businesses, clubs, unions, boards, societies, churches, and other organizations.
Okay, so what does the language say?
Okay, so... And I just lost it. Okay, here it is. This says, if a member during the course of debate offers what he calls a friendly amendment or an editorial amendment, this is a friendly amendment, it should be handled by the chair as a motion to modify. Okay. That is, the chair should seek unanimous consent on the amendment. See section 1.
All right, that answered the question, Leslie.
Okay. If that fails, the chair should use the normal amending procedure. Okay.
It means you have to ask unanimous consent on this friendly amendment, right?
Okay.
You have to
ladies
see.
And gentlemen, I'm looking at the 10th
right?
edition
yes.
of Robert's Rules
of Order.
Okay, David, yes?
Under section 33, before a motion has been stated by the chair...
Wait a minute, which motion, which
Jesus.
Version are we going to be working yeah. under here?
I just want to hear what David has to
okay.
say.
No, I want to hear which version. I mean, he's talking a different version than the one you just mentioned.
Yes, I'd like to hear what he has to say. What version? David, what are you reading from?
I'm looking at the Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised, 10th edition, published by Perseus Publishing, copyright the year 2000, October, in section 33 of, I'm not sure which article it is, for goodness sakes, hold on just a moment,
But what it says is that before a motion has been stated by the chair, it is the property of its mover, who can withdraw it or modify it without asking the consent of anyone.
Okay.
Therefore, this is not an amendment, although it may have been typified or called a friendly amendment. Until it's been stated by the chair, it's not really an amendment insofar as Mr. Spooner has...
Dave, you're absolutely correct, but then the chair has responsibility to accept the modified version from the maker and vote on it.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
All right, so I put forth the modified version.
All right, and then the
language,
chair, and ready to vote.
Okay, and the modified version was without the express approval of the committee. So that's
right.
In the motion now. So now can we move to the vote on the motion?
No. You just said that a friendly amendment has to have the unanimous consent of the body before you can before it is accepted.
Right. Carol was the maker of the motion.
No, he said the body, not Carol, body.
No, Carol modified her motion.
Right, and that's correct. Now, you have to bring the full motion as modified to the...
That's right, that's what to bring the full motion as modified. The full motion as modified to...
But you had stated the original motion, which meant it had been before the body. And when she modified...
You're absolutely right. The modified motion, not the original, the modified motion.
No, Carol, Leslie. You stated the original motion for us to consider for debate, right?
Right.
Now, in the process of the debate, what David read said that happens before the chair accepts and states the motion, then you can modify and do anything you want to do with it. But after it's stated before the body, you have a responsibility to bring the modified motion to the vote.
Yes, that's what we're doing right now.
Not the whole resolution, just that part of it, as expressed in... That part of it.
David Furtick here.
You understand that?
I misunderstood whether or not Ms. Kagan had stated the motion. I had heard Carol.
She had stated it. David.
I did not hear Leslie do so.
David, she stated it.
No,
what do you think we're talking about?
Right, but I did not state the full motion. The motion, I was actually going to ask Carol to restate it.
Leslie, you read the motion because after Carol made read it.
No. Carol has the full motion in front of her.
I agree, but you stated the motion.
I beg your pardon. May I come in here as a reporter?
Please.
We wouldn't be debating this.
I made a motion. No. There was debate.
That's right. It wouldn't be a debate on it if you had stated the motion.
I amended my motion. I modified my motion.
Right.
I now ask the chair to state the motion as modified for a vote.